Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, May 16th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1213. Joe Biden asserted executive privilege over the audio of his interview with special counsel Robert Hur, who investigated Biden's handling of classified documents. Republicans were seeking the audio recording of Hur's interview with Biden as part of their stalled impeachment probe. Hur's report recommended no criminal charges, but described Biden as someone who is a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Attorney General Merrick Garland advised Biden to assert executive privilege, arguing that releasing the audio would damage future law enforcement efforts, and that House Republicans have not provided a compelling reason to override those concerns. In a letter to Republican House leaders, White House counsel Ed Siskel added that demanding such sensitive and constitutionally protected law enforcement materials from the executive branch because you want to manipulate them for potential political gain is inappropriate. Hours later, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted 18-15 to move forward with its effort to hold Garland in contempt of Congress for his failure to comply with a subpoena to turn over the recordings. Moving on, the DOJ formally moved to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. While the rescheduling of marijuana would neither make it legal nor would it decriminalize it, it would change the classification of the drug from a Schedule 1, alongside heroin and LSD, to Schedule 3 status, bringing marijuana into regulatory parity with other substances like ketamine and anabolic steroids. And finally, despite facing powerful hurricanes, extreme heat, worsening toxic algae blooms, and rising sea levels, Florida eliminated climate change as a state priority. Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation removing most references to climate change across state law, repealing state grant programs supporting energy conservation and renewable energy, banning offshore wind turbines, and reducing regulation on gas pipelines. The failed one-time presidential candidate called the bill a common-sense policy that's restoring sanity in our approach to energy and rejecting the agenda of the radical green zealots. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.